AB Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Tennis, a big day Wednesday for 30-year-old American Jessica Pegula at the U.S. Open. Correspondent Graham Agars has the story.
It was seventh-time lucky for Pegula, finally pushing past the quarters to reach her breakthrough Final Four berth, and she did it in style, upsetting top seed Iga Świątek 6-2, 6-4.
I thought I played, a really clean match, served pretty well, returned well. I feel like I didn't really do anything that bad and was able to kind of jump on her really early and I think frustrate her, and was able to keep my level even when she picked it up in the second set.
Pegula was disciplined and powerful, the pole totally thrown off a game, making 41 unforced errors. Pegula's win means there are now two American men and two American women in the New York semifinals, that for the first time since 2003. Pegula next faces the unseeded Czech Karolina Muchová. Jannik Sinner beat Daniil Medvedev in four. He faces Jack Draper.
Back with baseball, football, and more after this. On Wednesday, Shota Imanaga went seven innings and combined with two other pitchers to no-hit Pittsburgh 12-0. Through an interpreter, Imanaga said he understood why skipper Craig Counsell pulled him after seven.
It's really important for me to stay healthy for the whole season, throw my innings, make my starts. So, he told me, it's time to switch pitchers, and, I just trusted his judgment.
In Atlanta, the Braves had their way with the Rockies. Correspondent Gary McKillops files this report.
The Atlanta Braves scored four runs in the first, added an insurance tally in the sixth, and went on to defeat the Colorado Rockies 5-2. Braves starter Charlie Morton went five innings, giving up two runs on five hits and striking out eight.
I limited hard contact, especially when there was traffic. And I got swing and miss when I needed to. For the most part, I just wish it could have been more efficient.
Jared Kelnick keyed the Braves first with a three-run home run, his 14th of the season, driving in Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud. Olson doubled, driving in Marcell Ozuna with the Braves' first run of the game.
In other National League action, the Cardinals took 10 innings to beat the Brewers 3-2. The Marlins walked off the Nationals in 10 by a count of 4-3, and the Diamondbacks defeated the Giants 6-4. In that game, Zach Gallen threw six innings of no-hit ball before calling it a night. In the American League, the White Sox ended a 12-game losing streak when they won at Baltimore 8-1. Orioles starter and loser Albert Suarez said his big mistake was giving the Chicago batters too many fat pitches.
Missing location. They were aggressive today. They took advantage of that. Every time I'm behind in the count, if I throw the ball in the strikes on the, they swing.
The Birds maintained their one-half game lead in the East after the Yankees lost at Texas 10-6. Elsewhere in the AL, the Royals did their best to keep up with division-leading Cleveland. Correspondent Greg Eklund has details.
After combining to score just three runs in the first two games of the series, the Kansas City Royals erupted for four runs in the fourth en route to a 4-1 victory over the Cleveland Guardians. Royals newcomer Tommy Pham gave Kansas City the lead for good with a three-run homer.
Very big. You see where we're at in the race. And with these teams coming up that we have to play, we need as many wins as possible.
The Twins lost at Tampa Bay 9-4. The Guardians now lead both KC and Minnesota by 4.5 games. In the other American League game, the Mariners squashed the Athletics 16-3. Five interleague games on Wednesday. The Reds pummeled the Astros 12-5. The Mets beat the Red Sox 8-3. Phillies over Blue Jays 4-2. The Angels buried the Dodgers 10-1. And San Diego walked off Detroit in 10, 6-5. Pro football, when the NFL season begins, three teams will be starting rookie quarterbacks. They are Caleb Williams with the Bears, Jaden Daniels of the Commanders, and Bo Nix with Denver. And finally, golf's latest off-season showdown is set to feature a new and controversial twist. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Golf Week reports there will be a made-for-TV match involving top players from the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. The manager for world number one Scottie Scheffler and five-time major champion Brooks Koepka confirms that Scheffler and Rory McIlroy will take on Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. Among details still to be announced were when in December the match would be held and on which course. It will be a rare occasion of players from the PGA Tour competing against players who defected for the Saudi riches of LIV Golf in 2022 outside of majors and the Olympics.
Bruce Morton, AP Sports.